John, I guess, first of all, this has got to mean a lot to you. I mean, being a former FFA member, growing up in agriculture, knowing what it means, what does this mean to you?
Well, it means that we've really secured the youth in this state with a solid foundation of a building that continues to serve the future of agriculture as a whole. You know as well as I do, the FFA children that grow up through the program are a cut above what we feel are our future leaders and will be future leaders, and it just means that we've ensured this just that much more.
Obviously, you brought up an interesting comment. You drive by this building every day, and you've always wondered what would ever become of this building. Now you know.
Absolutely. You know, it sat here vacant for about 3 years, and we watched it deteriorate and said, we've got to put this building to good use. We thought of doctor's offices. We thought of, you know, day school again, that what it was. But it just hit me one night in the middle of sleep that should be the FFA state headquarters. So I'm just proud that we've been able to do this today.
You know, I realize there's a lot of work that's going to take place here, but they're really going to transform this building, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's going to have a new facelift. They're knocking out walls, developing this thing into a functional facility. It'll have a production room. It'll have an auditorium. It'll have a living area, a kitchen, sleeping areas, and boardroom and work areas for the kids that are here. And it's a fully functional place that we know that'll be great in the future.
Bottom line, though, it shows Florida Farm Bureau's dedication to youth in our state here.
Absolutely. There's, I don't think, any longer partner in FFA than Florida Farm Bureau. We've been with them solid since day one, Florida Farm Bureau since 1941. So right now we're looking at, 73 or 70-so years that we're just proud to be a part of it.
John, on another quick note, as we know, this is week 2 of the legislative session. Next week, you all have got your big day. Tell us about this.
You know, it's going to be a little different. It's not going to be down in the convention center or underneath the basketball or the convention center in Tallahassee. We're going right to the square between the old Capitol and the new Capitol from 5:30 to 8. We are going to have a reception. It's more of a taste of Florida and have all the ag associated industries there with us. And that way it is open to the public, and we feel that we can get our representatives to take a little bit of time out of their day, come down and get a little taste of Florida.
Of course, you all are keeping close eye on what's happening with this year's session too.
Yeah, we're monitoring. It's still in its infancy, and there's a lot of big things coming up for us. Whether it's GMO labeling or Springs Initiative or what have you, it's one of those times of the year that you got to pay attention to session, because if you don't, you might get left behind.